time for another piano puzzler. Composer Bruce Adolph is joining me here in the studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, could be a pop song or a children's song or a folk song or even a familiar tune from the world of classical music, and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get a listener on the phone whose job it is to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Dan Duke is joining us from St. Paul, Minnesota. Dan, welcome.
Thank you.
Dan, what do you do for work?
I am an IT technician.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a musical background, too?
Yeah, that's actually what I was trained in. So I have several degrees in piano performance.
Oh, you do? Now, does that come in handy with your work at all?
Not really.
You spend lots of time on the keyboard, but
yeah.
Different kind of keyboard.
Right.
All right. Well, Bruce has a piano puzzler all written just for you here. Your job to name the tune and the composer whose style is imitating. Dan, I don't know what's coming either, so if you need some help with either one of those, we can try to brainstorm together.
All right.
Okay, Dan, Bruce is standing by at the 88-key keyboard. And here's your piano puzzler. Oh, lovely piano puzzler this week.
Very nice.
Dan, there you go. Dan, what do you make of that?
Well, definitely 19th century or somebody in the style. It really, right from the start, it reminded me of one of the Brahms waltzes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are we thinking Brahms, maybe?
We're thinking Brahms, and it is based on a Brahms waltz.
Ah, Johannes Brahms, the composer that Bruce was imitating there. And now, before we move on to the tune, Bruce, what were the specific Brahmsian notes that you threw in there?
Well, there are lots of Brahms notes, yeah. First of all, you know, it's amazing to me over and over when I work on the puzzlers how a great composer can be recognized in a gesture. For example, this A major chord, just the sixth rocking back and forth, actually already speaks of Brahms, and it's a very strange thing when you think about it, how it's not exactly a quote, but he does that kind of rocking with sixth and thirds so often that it sounds like Brahms. And there's also some dissonances that come out of Brahms, this kind of... This is a diminished chord, which means it's been diminished from what it was before. Therefore, this kind of... Uh, this kind of moving around in circles with little bits of dissonance is very Brahmsian. There is some of the classic three against two that I always use because Brahms always used it. I say always use when doing Brahms, like this.
So a rhythm of three at the same time there's a rhythm of two. Yeah.
That sort of thing, which actually other composers use it a lot, but in Brahms's style, three against two is usually gets at your heartstrings in a particular way. Hmm. So those are all Brahmsian things.
So all of those elements of Brahms thrown into this week's Piano Puzzler. But Dan, what about the tune that might be hidden in there?
Well, okay. I listened and racked my brain, and I don't recognize that. And I think I was listening to the wrong part. I eventually started listening to the left hand, and I said, that's Silent Night.
That's right.
No, I don't know if there's another melody in the right hand, too.
No, you did exactly what I was hoping for, both things. First, you didn't hear it because you were probably listening to all them writing in the upper voices, but then you did hear it by shifting to the left hand, and that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, it really took me quite a while to realize it was there.
And now it seems so obvious that we know.
So obvious. And it goes right along with the lullaby, too, you could think of it.
Yes, yeah, that's right. That's right. It fits right in there.
Well, Dan Duke from St. Paul, Minnesota, well done. You got the tune, you got the composer, got them both on your first guess. Dan, what's your public radio station?
99.5, Minnesota Public Radio.
Dan, thank you so much for joining us for this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you. It's been a blast.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.